Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin and Daf Hey. Sanhedrin Daf Hey. And yesterday we discussed the sugya, the main sugya in Shas, of Yeshem Mikra and Yeshem Masoris. Do you go by when we are darshaning? What did Chazal focus on? Do they focus on how a word is written or how a word is read? How it is read, Yeshem Mikra, Yeshem or Yeshem Masoris, the Masorah, how it has been handed down to us in terms of the Ksav. The basis for Kri and Ksiv, as we have elsewhere. Just one sugi I wanted to mention before we get to the bottom, as we got it to yesterday, was the topic of, so we know we're talking about letters, Chaseros v'Yaseros, right? We have Karnos, Kainos, Karnas, Sukos, Sukas, all different types of specifically written ways in the Torah. What happens if one of them is written incorrectly? Right, a ta'us in the Sefer Torah. So you know there are different halachas, different types of ta'uyos, but just to mention the machlokas rishonim, what exactly is the halacha of apostle Sefer Torah? You're allowed to make a bracha on apostle Sefer Torah? You're allowed to make a bracha if you know if your only Sefer Torah in town is apostle, you're allowed to use it for laning? So the tshuva of the Rambam is the source of this halacha. The Rambam writes in the tshuva in Per Hador and Siman Test, Yorenu Marenu, Sefer Torah she'eino asui kahalacha. Osvarim shel klaf shehem vaday psulim im mutter levarich. Are you allowed to make a bracha on apostle Sefer Torah? Says the Rambam, in the tshuva mutter levarich bahem. You're allowed to. V'ein habracha al hakriya b'sefer, kimo habracha al natilas lulav o yeshiva b'sukkah. When I make a bracha on an aliyah, says the Rambam, in the tshuva, it's not a bracha like on lulav and like on sukkah, that if it's a sukkah psula or a lulav psula, it's a bad bracha, and therefore it's a bracha vatal, and I shouldn't make it. But avokriya satorah, ha mitzvah hi hakriya. Bein shakara b'sefer kasher, bein shakara b'sefer pasul. V'yafilu kara al peh. Even if I read al peh, I would be able to make the bracha. Atzma shel kriya hi mitzvah she'aleha anu mevarchin. And then he says, halo tireh, she'im kara b'shachar kodem she'is palel, mishno talmud medrash, mevarich v'achar kach korei odoresh, halamata she'ahagaya b'torah hi mitzvah she'aleha mevarchin. Even if you make the bracha before shachris. V'zeh hefrish lo hirgishu bo rov chachmei mizrach. This distinction, most of the chachamim of the east aren't aware of. V'dimu shehamavarech v'korei b'sefer pasul shu bracha levatala. They think if you make a bracha on a sefer Torah, it's a bracha levatala. Says the Rambam, I don't think so. That's the shuva's a Rambam. Wonderful. So if this was the case, we would basically never have the concept of finding a psul on the sefer Torah and putting the sefer Torah away. Right? We just keep reading. Right? Because you're allowed to make a bracha on a sefer Torah pasul. But the problem is the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, when he talks about all the items that are ma'akev in the 10th parak of Hilchas Sefer Torah, says the Rambam, Nimseis Lameid, Sha Esrim Dvarim Hein, Sha Bekalechan Mehem Posel Sefer Torah. There are 20 things that posel a Sefer Torah. What is that? Ein Korin Bavarabim. That's one of them. Ein Korin Bavarabim. So, stira between Mishnah Torah and the Chuvas. So the Rashba says, other Rishonim don't say, no problem. The Rambam was Choserbo. Rambam changed his mind. He originally thought that you're allowed to make a bracha on a Pasul Sefer Torah, and he changed his mind. That is what some Rishonim say. But that is what the Rashba says. The Rashba writes in a tshuva that he must have changed his mind. The Kesef Mishnah says maybe it's the Chachila b'di'eved. Mishnah Torah is the Chachila, and Shuvas HaRambam is b'di'eved. But the answer that is quoted by the Beis Yosef from the Maharibe Rav in Siman Reish Ayin Tes and Hilchos Sefer Torah, we're going to get to how this connects to Yesh Lam Azar, Yesh Lam Mikra in a minute, but it talks about words missing or extra in a Sefer Torah. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Maharibe Rav, Hinig Lohosi Sefer Torah Acheres Ulahaschil Mimakom Shenimsa Hatos. The Maharibe Rav, you know what he used to do? He used to take out another Sefer Torah and start from where he left off. You ever think about that? That's what we do. But why do we do that? Mimanafshach. If you can't make a bracha on a pasul Sefer Torah and we weren't Yosef, we should have to start again. If it's okay, then we should be able to continue where we're going. But we do. We have a pshara. Right? No pun intended. We're going to get to Pshara tomorrow. But we have a Pshara. We say it was okay what you read, but you got to take on a new Sefer Torah. That Pshara is the Mari Beirav. Where does he get it from? Ulahashlem kalosum shakar bedmute, vimnimsa toz beemsa kriya sakori, gomer kriyaso besefer akasher, vamavarak lachareha, veinam avarak lafaneha. But also Tamil Dover. Why? Here we go. Tekiva shah Rambam kasa bitshuva lahakshir. Since the Rambam says that you can make a bracha on a kosher, you can make a bracha, ein lomar shechazer bo bechibor. You can't say he was chozer bo. Ela al karchav tzarech lomar, shema shechazav bechibor, eino le'inyin kriya bitzibor, elo le'inyin kiya mitzvazaseh lichtov. Torah. Very hard to fit into the words of the Rambam. But his distinction is, you're mechalik between the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah and the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. For the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you want to be Yotze your mitzvah, so then Ta'u Yosar Ma'akev. If you have a mistake in the Sefer Torah, you're not Yotze your mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But in terms of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, then you can have Sulim, no problem. That is how we pass on Halacha L'maisa. Again, three pshatim, how to view the shita of the Rambam. Was he chozer bo? Did he mean l'chachil b'di'evet? Or was he mechalik between the mitzvah of Kriya and the mitzvah of Ksiva? So, we paskin like this pshara of the Mahari Beirav. That, we keep reading, but we say that if the psul was found, one does not have to start again from the beginning. That is what we paskin. But the Rama adds, don't take out a new Sefer Torah for chaseros v'yaseros. Now we get into our sugya. The Rambam says in Aruch Chaim that Hagah, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, v'had motzi in Sefer Acher, dafka shenimsa toz gomor. You find a total mistake. We had a couple of months ago, we had a word that was missing. Right, I think we had a word that was missing at the end of the first aliyah of some aliyah. I don't remember which parsha it was. But aval mishum chaseros v'yaseros, ein lahotzi acher she'ein sifrei Torah shalanu miduyakim kalkach she'ne'emar she'ha'acher yi'acher yoter kasher. Right, we think, it's not miduyak. We're going to take out another one. Who says that one is miduyak? Our sifrei Torah aren't miduyak v'yoser. Right, and therefore, we do not take out another Sefer Torah. Where does this come from? So this is a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says, Anan lo bakiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros. We are not bakis in chaseros v'yaseros in missing letters and extra letters, so therefore, we wouldn't take out another Sefer Torah for missing letters or for extra letters. So we have Yeshin Lemikra, Yeshin Lemasaras. I mentioned yesterday, maybe we're not, some of our Sefer Torah are different, but that's really based on the Gemara in Kedushin. We're not Bakiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros. Therefore, we don't take out new Sefer Torahs for chaseros v'yaseros. Just to end off, the Minchas Chinuch says that he quotes the Shagas Aryeh. So we're not Yotze the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. If the Ma'ariv Rav is correct, that the Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is if there are Ta'uyos, so then, you know, we can't be Yotze. So that's pretty depressing. We cannot be Yotze the Mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Unless you hold like the Rush, that buying Sfarim is good enough. Okay, then we're all Yotze, Baruch Hashem. Some are more Yotze than others. But, you know, we should, so is that true? So you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah of Sifas Sefer Torah today? So it says in Benchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Taryag, Mitzvah 613, no. There are two different types of Psulim in the Sefer Torah, or two different types of Chaseros v'Yaseros. If it changes the meaning of the word, that's a problem. And that's Ma'akev, the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. But if it does not change the meaning of the word, says the Minchas Chinuch, Avol Yesh Chaseros v'Yaseros De'eno Mishtan Apirish Ateva Aydei Zeh Kigon Aron B'Parshas Tetzaveh B'Misorek Tani Yesh B'Zorosh Enechle Molevav. Spelled with a vav, Aaron. Usually Aaron is spelled without a vav. V'chein re'isi b'sifrei Torah yishanim. That Aaron and Parshat Tetzaveh, one of the places spelled with a vav. Ach b'harbe bali mesoras chokin al zeh. V'chein no'agino inna in v'achronim. V'chein p'tzua daka. This is the famous chilah. There's a difference halach in our sifrei Torahs. Teimani sifrei Torahs and Ashkenazi sifrei Torahs. P'tzua daka is spelled with an aleph. Is spelled with a hey at the end of the word daka. The k'seish k'sas mesoras denechta ba'aleph basof. V'chein re'isi b'sifrei Torah yishanim. V'ayom kosim behe basof. Dvarim ke'elu ein mishtane pirish mila al yidei zeh b'kai gavna ein k'peida b'chaseros v'yaseros. No problem. And says the Minchas Chinuch, when the Gemara says that we're not Bakiyin b'chaseros v'yaseros, that only means the chaseros v'yaseros that don't change the meaning of the word. Of course we're Bakiyin. by the chaseros v'yaseros, or by the mistakes that might change the meaning of a word. For sure we're bakiyin in that. Or else, what, there's a loss in our mesorah? No, that can't be. Chazal darshin, every extra letter. Right? So therefore, that we are definitely medaktik in the chaseros v'yaseros that might change the meaning of words. But again, that has to do with what?
If it changes the meaning of a limud.
What if it changes the meaning of a limud? So that's our Gemara. At least maybe in the Gemara. The Gemara, whatever they had in the Gemara was good enough. Let's say, because the Gemara said, Anan lo b'kim b'chaseros v'yaseros, but the Gemara is the one that has Yeshim l'mikra, Yeshim l'misora. So whatever they needed, they had. Right, that's what you have to say. That's what we have to believe, that even if we're missing something, so that we still say that is good enough.
So if there's a limud that's
missing. So if there is a limud, so we assume that that was...
If we have a mistake in that.
That was the misora.
If we have a mistake in that chaser
v'yaseros. If we have a difference between what was... From what's an argamar that we said yesterday, you go by argamar, I think. That's what.
And if there was a mistake.
Or you go by argamar mesora, not by argamar.
And if there was a mistake, and there was all the
it was definitely siyata d'shmaya that they had a certain way of limud.
If all the specifics are written correctly, like the Gemara has, and then the Sefer Torah reading from has a mistake.
So, but the question is, does it change the meaning of the word? It changed the limud. The limud is already done. We're not darshaning. The limud was already done, so I still think that we don't change the misora of our Sifrei Torah that we have, even if it's different than what the Gemara has. Okay, so the last thing we mentioned yesterday, when we Amud Aleph, we went through this major machlokas of Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMisora, and almost the entire Amud Beis was basically saying, just kidding, I didn't mean there was a machlokas, it was all, everybody agrees Yeshem LeMikra, but, right, and then the Gemara went back again at the end, that maybe there is a machlokas, unless... It's not a question of a difference in word, but just a difference in reading the word with the same letters. Ches, lamed, bet, chelev, or chalav, or chalev. That was the end of the Gemara. At the end of the Maskana said that really, that case is different. The Gemara says, derech bishul aser Torah. The Torah only asers bishul. And we had a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. What does that mean? Derech bishul aser Torah. Does that mean that you can only cook in milk? You can't cook in fat. If you cook in fat, that would be called tigun, frying. And that is not derech bishul aser Torah. That's Rashi. Tosfos had a different pshat. Tosfos says, no, derech bishul aser Torah means we must be talking about a case where something is mutter before the bishul and aser after the bishul. Milk and meat are mutter before the bishul and only aser when you put it together. That's what the Gemara says in Psachim. That's the chiddush of basar b'chalav. The Gemara says chiddushu, Psachim daf mem dalet. What's the chiddush? You have two mutter things and you put them together, they become aser. Very unusual. Usually have mutter ingredients, and they're not. They're something has to be usher inherently. But chaylev is usher inherently, so it can't be what the pasuk is talking about. There is a machlokes haposkim, very important, halacha l'maisa, frying basar b'chalav. Let's say I fry meat in milk. Am I allowed to fry meat in milk? Midaraisa. So the prima gadim brings a raya from our Rashi. That is mutter midaraisa. Because what does the bottom Rashi say? Aval chelav eino bishul ela tigun. Chelav is tigun, it's not asra Torah. The prichadash asers. The prichadash says it's asra midaraisa even to fry. Mixing something is not asra daraisa. Right? If I take a hamburger and I put a piece of cheese on it, cold, and I eat it, that's mutter midaraisa. It's not mavushal together. It's asra midarabanan. But it's mutter midaraisa because derech bishul asra Torah. It's got to be a mixture. So cooking is definitely a mixture. What about frying? Right? So machlok is prichadash and the primagadim is quoted at the beginning of Hilchos Basar B'chalav, Simin Pei Zayin in Yerodea, where that's aser, a big nafkamina, because the Ramah says at the beginning of Basar B'chalav, only Basar B'chalav da'oraisa is aser bahana'a. Basar B'chalav midrabanan is mutter bahana'a. I'm allowed to get hana'a from a chicken cheeseburger. Right? I'm only not allowed to eat a chicken cheeseburger. I could sell a chicken cheeseburger to a guy, and I could get paid for it. I can't sell a hamburger. Chicken hamburger, because that might be fried. But if it was cooked, if I have something cooked, I'm not allowed to sell it. I'm not allowed to get hana from it. So what about frying? What about something that was fried? Machlokas, whether that's basar b'chalav d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, nafkamina would be, is it aser v'hana?
So the machlokas is the definition of bishul.
Machlokas is exactly what's included in bishul. Is tikkun included in bishul? This comes up elsewhere too. What about bishul akum? By bishul akum, is frying included in bishul akum? Is big shiloh they had a number of years ago about tuna fish? Tuna fish is steamed. It's steamed. I remember Rabbi Ganak explaining to us that we put Rabbi Ganak yesterday twice in a row, right? They take this needle, they put it into the tuna fish can, and they steam it. So is that cooking bishul akum? Does a Jew have to be involved in that process? So again, there's a bishul in different areas are defined differently. Bishul, so we have bishul by Asur B'Chalav, we have bishul by Bishalakim, we have bishul by Shabbos. What about bishul by Shabbos? It's defined. Bishul B'Shemesh is mutar on Shabbos. Right? Is bishul B'Shemesh, bishul, what about in a microwave? Major machlokas. What's the halacha? So you have a microwave in your bishul akum. Major machlokas aposkim. What about a bishul on Shabbos? Is microwave also daraisa or also darabanan? Right. So again, all of these are important principles of bishul. Okay. Let's continue. Tana rabanan. Last line on Daled Amud Beis. Tana rabanan. Dine mamad is bishlosha. So dine mamad, as the Mishnah said, is with three. V'imhaya mumcha l'rabim. Don afilu yechidi. If somebody is a mumcha l'rabim, he could judge alone. Mumcha l'rabim could judge alone. Rashi holds this is a din d'oraisa. Rashi says, Tap Rashi, d'chsiv, b'tzedek tishpot, v'ksavar ein kan erev parshios. This is the sheet of Avacha Brei D'Ravika that we had back on Daf Gimel. This is a Tana, right? It's a Tana Rabbanan. That's a Tana that holds like him. So this is it. Like we said, this shita, we didn't get to discuss it on Daf Gimel. We ran out of time. But Rashi there says, Rav Acha Brei D'Ravika does not hold a veir of parshios. And that's why he holds that one is good enough. Right? That is shita's Rashi. If you look at the Rambam also quotes this. That's what we mentioned a few days ago. We quoted the shita's Rambam of Chanami Kasher according to the Rambam. But if you look at Tosfos and other Rishonim, Tosfos rejects this.
Did he say Mumcha L'Rabim?
No, he didn't. He just wants to see what. We'll talk in a second about what the definition of a mumcha l'rabim is. There was a machlokas there, Rishonim, whether that was a samach. That was a machlokas in the Rishonim there. Did he mean samach? So you'd have to work out how these two gemaras fit together, because there he didn't mention the words mumcha l'rabim. Tosfos here quotes Rashi and says, "I can't accept it. This is a din d'oraisa. This is a din d'oraisa. So what is Rabbi Avoh Shnayim Shedanu? Right? Ain't dinehim din. So what do you mean? This is a din daraisa. Tosfos in the middle of Tosfos, v'im, about 15 lines down, l'kach nir ali, d'afilu l'man d'boy gimel mumchin mi daraisa, takanta d'rabanan hi, d'yachin mumcha l'rabim don afilu yichidi. No, this is a din d'rabanan. This din of tana rabanan, mumcha l'rabim don afilu yichidi, a mumcha for the rabim. This is only a takana d'rabanan. So what is a mumcha l'rabim? What is a mumcha l'rabim? So let's keep reading the Gemara for a minute. Amar Rav Nachman, kigona na, does a mumcha l'rabim mean like me? Don dini mamanis b'yachidi, I can do it, because what am I? What am I? I can judge dini mamanis b'yachidi? Let's see. V'chein amar Rav Chiya, kigona na, don dini mamanis b'yachidi? Is that me? Is like me? So let's see. I'm saying, they said it as a statement. Kigona na. But now the Gemara tries to question. Ibai lahu. Kigon ana, what do they mean by saying like me? Digamirna visavirna. Vinakitna Rishusa? Did they mean because they are gumier visavir and they took Rishus, they have a license to judge? Avalo nakit Rishusa dine lavdina, but without the license, their abilities would not be good enough? Odilma, or Avagadalo nakit Rishusa dina dina. Or do we say, even without specific judicial license, because of their own abilities, that would be good enough? What does gamir v'savir mean? So first Rashi says on top, gamirna shmuos dinin mirabosai. They learned from their rabbeim, v'savirna yodea ani lahosif, uliyashif tamim midaiti. I know how to learn, and I know how to be mechadesh. That's gamir v'savir. They can learn themselves, right? It's chachma bit of adas. Right, there's the accepting of the information. They're able to be kolate. That's number one. Understanding the shir, and then being mosif on the shir. That's gamir besavir. That's Rashi. If you look in the Meiri, the Meiri is a little more explicit. The Meiri says gamir besavir mumchal rabim kigon sheyesh lo shtei madregos biyadia. There are two levels of knowledge, says the Meiri. V'hu shekvar lomad k'bichdei tzarcho v'yesh lo charifus v'da'as tzalul u'pilpul miyushar lahavchin bein hadvarim u'lahaviyam b'mitzaref. You could put all the information that you gather into the sifter. You could sift it out. V'hu shenikra gan gamirna v'savirna v'chein shenisnase v'nivchan v'bekiyus. It's basically a chacham. You could take the information, right? Not a, what does the Pirkei Avos say? Right, there are four midos in a chacham: the svog, the mashpech. Forget the other mishalim. But one of them is that you take in and you only take the good stuff, and the bad stuff you always have to know what is valuable and what is not valuable. So that's the Meiri on gamirna v'saverna. So that is That is a mumcha l'rabim. So the Gemara says, so is that a mumcha l'rabim? Does he need to have rishus or not? Or is he just based on his abilities? So the Gemara says, Tashma, the Marzutra, brother of Nachman, don din of it all. Marzutra made a mistake when he was judging, and we're assuming that Marzutra did not have rishus. Also, the Kamidra of Yosef, Rav Yosef said to him, Im kibloch alayhu lo teshalim. If they accepted you as a judge, you don't have to pay. V'im lo zil shlim. But if they didn't accept you, you have to pay for it. But either way, the din is a din. You have to pay for it because they didn't accept you, but the din is a din. So shmamina, kilo nakid reshusa, dine dine shmamina. So it must be a mumchal rabim's din is good, period. But if he made a mistake, he will just have to pay for it. Good. What, ask Tosfos. Tosfos says, 1 minute. I have a question from Pirkei Avos. Wow. Tosfos. Fourth wide line. Only Hashem can judge alone. What do you mean that this is Mumchal Rabim Donafil Yechidi? Only Hashem can judge alone, says Pirkei Avos. Two answers. Number one, Eitz Tova Kamash Malan. The Gemara is just giving good advice. Shalo Yitet. The Mishnah is giving good advice. Did these Amoram violate the good advice? They judged alone. The hard to amek on ana haynu klomar yachol ladun veloshi yehidun. First opinion is like me, I could judge. I don't because I don't want to violate the mission for Yavos. But like me, that I can judge. That's one daya. They didn't really judge themselves. They could have judged themselves. But they didn't want to violate the Mishnah Perkei Avos. Inami or Rogil Haya Bedina Vein Lacha Shem Yitta. These were professionals, and the Mishnah Perkei Avos maybe doesn't apply to them. Though Mishnah Perkei Avos is a chashash, you might make a mistake, you shouldn't judge alone. But we're talking about Rav Nachman here. We're talking about a great Amoram here. So even though we don't believe in the infallibility of great rabbis, but still, you know, this is a certain level that they are allowed to judge alone, right? We should never judge alone. This brings to mind a little one of the sources that we mentioned last week in the Parsha Shir, right? With the Marsha, the end of Kiddushin. The Mishnah, the end of Kiddushin, quotes Tov Shebarochem LeGehenem. I got a lot of feedback about the positive feedback about that part of the discussion. Right, the best of doctors go to Gehenem. So the Marsha there said why? Because the doctor, many times the doctor feels that he's the greatest one in the world. He does not have to consult with colleagues. And therefore, it could be lead to a terrible, terrible situation. If he feels that he doesn't have to talk about it with his colleagues, get a second opinion. Not only the patients should get second opinions; doctors should get second opinions. Should send it in our age of internet of sending the films this way that. So we have a Nachrayah, says the Marsha. Tov Shebarochem Rav LeGehenem because he thinks he's so great. It's exactly this point, right? No, I shouldn't judge Yechidi, right? You have to consult. You have to consult. That's Tosfos. If you look in the Rav Avadia's commentary on Pirkei Avos, Alti Don Yechidi Ela'ata, so there he quotes this idea, this Amidas Chasidus to never judge alone, and then he quotes a story. It's not exactly parallel to the Mishnah, but he quotes it on this Mishnah, so we could quote it on this Mishnah. I think we quoted this in the past. The story is from Rav Chaim Kafusi, Baal Hanes. He lived in the time of the Radvaz. 1500s. At the end of his life, he became blind. And people started to talk about, he's got blind. He must have taken bribes during his tenure as a judge. And he heard what's going on. He heard the rumors. He got up. V'yomar shamati dibas rabim masher yachtov yiranenu shalakachti shochad. I've heard what people said. V'ani meyid alai shemayim va'aretz ki ani naki kafayim v'bar leibav. I never did. V'im ha'emes im motziei hadiba kein yeh tamid he'anon yechasenu. Right? If they're right, I should stay in my situation and the clouds should cover me. V'im ein emes itam v'nizhar ani ma'od bazeh. But if they're wrong and I'm right, Ya'iru einai kabari shona. Umiyad niskabla tfilaso. Viniskaima boa pasuk odhe medabrim va'aniyashma. That's what it says. The oro einav kabari shona. And the chida writes in the Shema Gdolim. I just went to the chida's kever in Sarah Nuchot. They moved the chida now. So they had all the svarim, the chida there. So I was telling my Talmidim. All the svarim. So Shema Gdolim is his sefer that he wrote. It's basically a biography. basically the biography of every all rabbis that lived before him, Rishonim, early Achronim. So the Chida writes, brings down this story, and he writes there, Va'ani hatsa'ir ra'isi chasimaso, kishahaya sagi nahar. I, says the Chida, saw his signature when he was blind, shayachosim mu'umad v'kemat ein osios nikaros. Couldn't read it. Couldn't read his chasima. Kemish ein oroe. Aval ra'isi chasimaso shalachar mikan, kishahara enav, shechasa b'ksiva mu'ushara b'zuhalashon. He used to sign it in perfect letters, Hashem nisi chayim kapusi. That's how he used to sign his va'ad hayom kolanishpa l'sheker al kivro ne'enash. Schusa yagen aleinu. Okay, that is the story that Rav Avadia quotes on Atahitan Yechidi. But you shouldn't be choshed. Great Svartic rabbis about the turn of taking shochat, says Rav Avadia, in terms of Dal Ches. That is the story quoted. Okay, let's continue. Amarav, hi ma de boila me dandina. If somebody wants to judge a din, vi ta mi boila miftere, and if he makes a mistake, he wants to be potter, lishka rishus vibe resh galusa. Should take rishus from the resh galusa. Right, the head of the political head of the galus. V'chein amr Shmuel is lishka rishus vibe resh galusa. Shmuel also says, take rishus from the resh galusa. Period. Pshita mehacha lahacha, mehasam lahasam. It's obvious, mehacha lahacha. If you're in Bavel, you got to take Rishus from the Reish Galusa. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, Hasam, Baruch Hashem, for us is Hacha, mehasam, that if you take Rishus from the Nasi, who is the head in Eretz Yisrael, that will be enough to judge a case of Eretz Yisrael. So Reish Galusa for Bavel, Nasi and Bavel. What about switching? Could they overlap? What about mehacha lahasam nami, mahani? Right. Also, the Reish Galusa's Rishus could work for Eretz Yisrael. Why? Dehacha Shevet v'hasa mechokek. Because in Bavel they had tremendous power. Why? Rashi says they had Rishus from the Persian kings. Rashi says extra special Rishus given, and that is called Shevet. They had the ability to rule with a staff v'hasa mechokek, and there. In Eretz Yisrael, they're just called mechokek, givers of law. Kedetanya, as the Brisa says, lo yasa shevet miYehuda, elu rashi gal yashav b'Bavel. The shevet, the rulership, shouldn't leave Yehuda. These are the heads of the galus in Bavel. Sherodin es Yisrael b'shevet. They rule Yisrael with the staff. Umechokek mibein raglav, elu b'nei badav shal Hillel, shemalabdan tar barabim. Chloe raglav refers to Hillel, which is all the family of the Nasi. So you see, though, that the shevet, ruling with an iron fist, that comes from the rulers in Bavel. So you see, the rishus from the Reish Galusa could even work for giving rishus to give you authority in Eretz Yisrael. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just finish first. Mehasam lahachamai. But what about rishus from the Nasi? Does that work in Bavel? Does that work in Bavel? So Tashma, to Rav Barachana, don dina v'ta. Rav Barachana was done the din, and he made a mistake. He was done dina in Bavel. And he made a mistake. V'yasa l'kama de Rebbe Chiyah, came in front of Rebbe Chiyah. Amalei, in kibloch alayu lo tashali, mi lo zil shlim. If they accepted you, you don't have to pay. But if not, you have to pay. But v'ha Rabbi Barachana, rishus avi nakid. Rabbi Barachana had rishus. He had rishus from Rebbe Chiyah in Eretz Yisrael. Shema mino, mehasam l'ha chalom mahani. Shema mino. It must be that it does not work to potter the judge. It does not work to potter the judge. That type of rishus. Tosfos notes that in other Gemaras, we had a Gemara at the end of Baba Basra, Avira d'Eretz Yisrael is Machim. So how could the judges of Bavel be greater than the judge of Eretz Yisrael? So says Tosfos, maybe we're Mechalik between Mamanis and Isser V'Heter. Mamanis and Isser V'Heter, Tosfos d'Hacha. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Dahani mili b'milsa d'Isser V'Heter, d'B'nei Eretz Yisrael chakimi tvei. Isser V'Heter, that's their greater rabbis. The Avira d'Eretz Yisrael Machim. Rabbi Basra, Kufrin Ches, Kedamar Hacha de Ikru Mechokek Shemalabim Torah Barabim. Aval Edin Hafkas Mamon, Li Pater, but in terms of pure authority of Mamonis, De Hefker Best in Hefker, Adifi Mi Bnei Bavel, De Ikri, Bnei Bavel De Ikri Shevet, Sherodim Esal Bamakel. Who has greater authority to enforce Dini Mamonis? So that's Bavel. Dini Mamonis only, no, certain Knossos in Eretz Yisrael, Knossos. We're going to get back to that. We had that back on that base. We'll get back to that. But that's a separate thing, because that might be from Mumchin. So it's a machilik between Dina Mamanis and Isser V'Heter. Hopefully we'll get back to more of the lumdus behind that on Amid Base. But the Shemithist, hopefully there'll be time. But that is Tosas. You can't mention this pasuk without mentioning the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, we had a shir, we mentioned this in a Chanukah shir, and ended a Parshas shir, I think in the Daf also. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, Lo Yosef Shevim Yehuda, the Ramban says, this is a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, an aveira. Lo Yosef Shevim Yehuda isn't just a nice hashkafic idea, but this is an aveira, that no one from outside of the family of David HaMelech is allowed to take the Malchus. Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda. If anybody takes the Malchus, they are in violation. Says the Ramban, all the Malchi Yisrael throughout Sefer Malachim were in violation of this pasuk. Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda. Fine, Yerovam ben Nevat. That was a punishment to Shlomo. But basically, after Yerovam, the Malchus, they should have gone back. All the Malchi Yisrael, they should have gone back to join Malchi Yehuda. They shouldn't have kept the line, and they were all in violation, says the Ramban. It's a whole new perspective on the whole Sefer Malachim. And then he says, this was the problem and the chait of the Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim, as we know, were Kohanim, right? Bimecha Chashmonai Kohen Gadol. They were Kohanim, and yet they became the king. What they should have done, says the Ramban, was to win the battle and then stepped aside. And they'll let somebody from Malchus Beis David fill the need for a king. They didn't. That is why, says the Ramban, the Hasmonaic dynasty was totally decimated. Right, the Gemara, the Daf Gimel, Rav Basra, right at the beginning, the Gemara says that there was one woman left. She went up on a roof and said that if anybody says they're from the Chashmonaim, they're lying because I'm the last one left, then she jumps to commit suicide. Right, so there was nobody left. It was terrible. They were all massacred. Right, by the later kings. So why? So we could just say Tzarachia. We don't know why tragedies take place. The Ramban says, I'll tell you why. Because they took the Malchus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like anybody take the Malchus outside of Bnei Yehuda. That's the Ramban on Lo'ez HaShevim Yehuda. We did mention in the past that the Rambam never quotes this pasuk halachically. The Rambam also, and most Mefarshim, never say that the Chashmonaim did something like that. You don't find a hint in the Rambam that the Chashmonaim did something wrong. It's a great day, Hanukkah. So you have to give a pshat. Even this is not a halachic answer, or maybe they're allowed to if there was nobody better at that time of history. Different answers given to how to defend the Chashmonaim's dynasty, even if you would say, "Lo Yosef Shevim Yehuda," is binding. Okay, either way, that's the pasuk, and that is the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So what did we just say? Rishus from Eretz Yisrael does not help you in terms of being putter if you make a mistake. V'lo mahani, it doesn't. Rabba, the son of Rav Huna. Kiavi minsi bahadi de Reish Galusa. When he used to be fighting with the Reish Galusa, with the house of the Reish Galusa, Amar, la minaychu nakidim Rishusa. He used to say, I didn't take Rishus from you. Nakidim Rishusa me Abba Mari. May Abba Mari me Rav. Rav me Rav Chia me Rebbe. I have Rishus going all the way back to Behuda Hanasi. Meaning, so he's saying, hey, I don't need Rishus from you, I have Rishus from Eretz Yisrael. So doesn't that sound like it would be good enough? The Gemara says he didn't really mean it. But Milsa da'amu hu da'okam lo. He was just talking. He didn't really mean it. He was just threatening. Hey, I have Rishus from him! But it wouldn't have really been halachically good. Just by the way, the Achronim point out, you could get smicha from your father. Because he has Abba Mari in here. Right, is that a halachically good smicha? So you can get smicha from your father, right? May Abba Mari. V'chameyachad lo mahani, rabba barbarchana, rishus denoke lamali. If it didn't help anyway, so why did he get rishus? Why did he get rishus if he wasn't going to be pater? La ayaros ha'omdim ala gvulin, to border cities. Border cities, it would be good enough. Border cities in Eretz Yisrael, that would be enough to be governed by the rishus of Bavel. But for the border cities in Bavel would be enough to be governed by the rishus of Eretz Yisrael. My Rishusa, what does Rishus mean? Ki avinoches Rabba Bar Chana. Lebavel, Amalei Rabbi Chia leRabbi. Rabbi Chia told Rabbi when Rabba Bar Chana was going down to Bavel, Ben Achiyori leBavel, my nephew, my brother's son. Right, Rabba Bar Chana was Rabbi Chia's brother's son. It was his nephew. So my nephew's going to Bavel. Does he have smicha to be Yoreh? To paskinis of a heter? Yoreh. He has smicha to be Yoreh. Yadin, does he have smicha to do dine mamanis? Yadin, yes. Yatir bechoros, does he have smicha to be matir bechoros? We know the halacha of a bechor tam. A bechor tam is the mamon of a kohen, and it's a karbon. Bechor tam is a karbon. Once it gets a mum kavua in it, a permanent mum, then the kohen can do whatever he wants with it. It's not a karbon anymore. That's it. That's why kohenim were chashud. of putting mumin kavuas in there because they don't want to schlep it up to Yerushalayim. They want to eat it here. So it's mum kavua. The big shaila is, a lot of times it's not clear what's a mum kavua, what's a mum over. What's a temporary mum, what's a kavua mum. That so you need somebody to figure out what's a mum kavua, what's a mum over. Nowadays, we generally don't want to have bechors walking around and wait for a mum kavua because it's a carbon. It's kadosh mibeten. So what we do is we are mafkia the kedusha right before a mother has a baby. So we do a shutfitz with a guy. We do it, farmers take a shutfus with a guy in the mother right before the baby is born. I remember I was at the Tchelis factory a couple of years ago, and right when I was there, I saw a little baby sheep. They're like, oh, I said, mazel tov, a little very small. They're like, yo, yeah, it was a bechor. I said, bechor. They're like, yeah, with the shutfus with an akum. Right, they did, because right before the baby was born, so when a baby is born, if a kohen owns half the animal, it's pater from the bechor. So that's how we get out of Kedushas bechor bezman hazeh. We don't want to have karbonas walking around. So, but says the Gemara, if it's a bechor, yata bechor is yatir. So you need somebody who knows the halachas. So, does my nephew have rishus to be mata bechor is yatir? Yes, he does. Ki avinach is Rav LeBavel. When Rav went down to Bavel, Amalei Reb Chiyah Rebbe, Ben Achosi Yori LeBavel. Right, my son, my sister's son is going down to Bavel. Yore, yore, yadin, yadin, yata bechor is al yatir. He didn't give him smicha for. He didn't give Rav smicha for Matir Bechoris. We'll see why on Amma Base. So, Maishal Amar Dekal Kari Ben Achi, Maishal Amar Dekal Kari Ben Achosi, why did Rabbi Chia call Rav Rachana, his brother's son, and he called Rav his sister's son? Why? V'chi Tema Hachavi Maisen. If you say it's true, no. The Amar Mar Aivo, V'chana, V'shila, Umarsa, Rabbi Chia, Kulu B'nei Abba Bar Acha, Karsala Mikapriavi. They were all brothers. They were all brothers, all of these people. So really, both of the people in question were his brother's sons. So why did he call one of them his sister's son? So the Gemara answers, Rav Barachua Tahavi Barachsa. You know, Rav was both. Rav was his brother's son, who was also his sister's son. And therefore, to differentiate him from the others, he called him that. How is that possible? His half-brother married his half-sister. If I have a half-brother, if I have a brother that I share a father with, and a sister who I share a mother with, they're not related to each other. They're not related, so they can marry each other. So my brother can marry my sister. My half-brother can marry my half-sister. Right? That's what happened here. Rav Chia had a half-brother and a half-sister, and they married and produced Rav. That's why he called him his sister's son. Rabba Bar Chana Bar Achua de la Bar Achse. Rabba Bar Chana Bar Achua de la Bar Achse. And Rabba Bar Chana was only the son of his brother, not the son of his sister. And that's why he calls him the son of his brother. By the way, there's a big discussion. The Rashba says. The Rashba has a big discussion of the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, big question of his Girsa. Perek Aleph Halacha Hey in Bechoros. The Rambam, in all the old Girsos that we have, the Rambam says, Eina noheges ela baretz. Bechor, Kedushas Bechor is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's all the Rambams that we have. And the Rashba says, I can't believe it, it must be that it is, the Rashba argues, right? He quotes many, where's the Rashba? Did I bring the Rashba here? I didn't bring the Rashba here. But the Rashba says, it can't be, it's, and others say the Beis Yosef says it must be a mistake, it must be a Taz Sofer, and in the Frankel Rambams, he says, based on many old Kisvei Yads, it is a mistake. So in the new Rambams that we have, Mitzvah Bechor Behemet Torah Nuheges Ba'aretz U'Bechutz La'aretz. It's both. The big riot they bring against the Rambam is our Gemara. Because he's going down to Bavel, does he ever shush me Matz Bechoros? Who cares? In Bavel, there is no Kedushas Bechor, according to the Rambam. The answer is there is. So they bring this rise against the Rambam. But the Rashba had a different Girsa. The Ravid had a different Girsa. The Ravid here jumps on the Rambam. Tazizu! What's he talking about? Right? But if you read the new Rambam and then the Ravid, you don't understand the Kasha. Because he had the old Girsa. But that's what that is what Rov Rishonim saying. It must be a mistaken Girsa. That's what we have. The Aruch HaShulchan wasn't Zocha to a Frankel Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchas Becharos, he says, how can you say all of them are, all of them had a wrong girsa. The Ravid and the Ramban and the Rashba, they all had a wrong girsa. So we could say yes, or maybe maybe he changed his mind at some point. But the Aruch HaShulchan tries to bring another Gemara. He couldn't have changed his mind. It must be that he holds like this Gemara, not that Gemara. You gotta work it out. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan writes that in Simon Shin Vav in Hilchos Bechar. But again, that's a discussion about Bechar Bechutzlars. V'yibayisema, the other reason why he might have called his nephew the son of his sister, not the son of his brother, al shem chachmaso, because he was so wise. Tichsiv emar l'chachma chosiyat, because chachma is alluded to by his sister. So therefore, Rav was so smart, so therefore he calls him the son of his sister. Yata Bechar Zayat, so fine, that's the end of the story, so we know what Rishus is. Yata Bechar Zayat, my time, why didn't Rav get Rishus to be Mata Becharos? If you say he wasn't wise enough, he didn't know about Mum, whether it was Kavua or not, Hakamrina de Chacham Tuva. We just said he was so smart, he called him his sister, the son of his sister, so he was very smart. Elam Mishum Delo Bakia Bamume, maybe he was smart, but he wasn't an expert in the Mums. That also can't be true. Why? V'ha'amarav, shmona aser chadashim gidalti itzel roe behema. Rav says, I spent a year and a half in the mountains, hanging out with a shepherd. Leida ezamum kavua v'ezamum over. It's unbelievable. Rav went for a year and a half, he spent time out of yeshiva, to learn a halacha mumin. Right? It's a makar for, I don't know, medical school. It's a makar for, he spent 18 months out of yeshiva. In the, imagine living in a refet for a year and a half. That's what Rav did. It's Torah Hivlomanani Sarach. Right? That's the muster you get from this. Right? So Rav says you can't say he wasn't a bucky in the moment. Ella l'chalik l'kavol l'rabba brachana. Oh! So maybe the reason that he didn't give him smicha is because Rav was so amazing, he wanted Rabba to have something in Bavel. So he didn't give Rav smicha so that Rav brachana could at least do all the hetzer b'choros. Or v'ibayisem, or just the opposite. He mishum higufa. No, this exactly is the point. He was too smart. The Rav bakiya b'mumei tveh, he was such an expert in mumen that he would matter things that people would say, what? That's mutter? V'shari mumei deloyadi inshi. He would matter things that people wouldn't even realize that are mutter. V'yamri, and they'll say, ki egabna shara Rav. They would then the next time say, oh yeah, Rav matter this kind of mum. And v'asul mishri mum over. They would come to matir a temporary mum. So therefore, that's why they didn't give him smicha, because it was too dangerous. It was too dangerous. The Rama writes in Yoredeya that a Rav should never be matir a davar tamu al rabim. A davar tamu al rabim. If a Rav knows that everybody holds this as usher, and I'm going to say it's mutter, so if he really researched the sugya and there are some that say it's mutter, he can be not al hakel. Right? We've said, koach detera adif. It's great to be matir. But if it's tamu al rabim, unless you explain it, you got to explain it well so people don't make a mistake. Look, we have heterim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has 25 amazing heterim that it wasn't. He has chumers also. But Rav Moshe Feinstein came up with a big chiddush in Chol of Yisrael. Rav Moshe Feinstein came up with a big chiddush in Kli Shlishi, right? And many and Chol of Yisrael take it. That's a chas v'shalom. That's not a violation of that Ramah, because he went on to give the basis for it and how he worked in all the Gemaras. But this type of case would be different. Okay, period. Yore yore, igamir rishus alamali. Now yore yore by iser v'heter. If he's learned, what does he need rishus for? Alamali lemishkal. If he knows that halacha of iser v'heter, right, to paskin on a chicken, right, you need rishus. What does he need rishus for? Mishemaisa shahaya, because of the following story. Detanya pamachas halach Rabbi lemakom echad v'rabin adam shemagablan iso sam betuma. Rabbi once went somewhere and he saw people that were kneading their dough in tuma. Meaning, and they're going to have tamei chalas, right? They were using the liquid, they were kneading the dough in tuma. Amar lahem, mipnei ma enatem megalim misasem betuma, mipnei ma atem megalim misasem betuma. Why are you doing this? Amru lo, talmud echad balakan. There was a great rabbi that was passing through a little while ago. V'horo lanu, and he paskin for us, mei bitzaim ein machshirin. That swamp water is not machshir. We know that in order for food, a vegetable, a fruit, dough, anything to be makabel tuma, it has to become wet with one of the seven liquids listed in Maseches Machshirin. Machshirin, six prakim, the last parak, I think. Always wondered, I haven't figured out an answer yet. Why that list of the seven liquids is all the way at the end of Machshirin, it's not the first Mishnah. I don't know why. But anyway, the Gemara there lists off the seven liquids, Yad Shachadam, Yayin Dvash, right, all the Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Mayim, Dam, right? So all the seven liquids. So this rabbi told them that maybe tsa'im is not machshir, right? Swamp water is not considered water, and therefore it's not machshir. I didn't finish the sentence. It has to become wet in order for it to become tamei afterwards. If it never becomes wet, if you have a cucumber that after you cut it, it never got wet, and then a dead body falls on top of the cucumber, it's tahar, the cucumber. Because it's only if everything becomes wet while it's still attached, it rains. But after it's detached, then it has to become wet, There are other halachas. The owner has to be happy about it. But that's the halacha. So somebody had passed through and said, swamp water is not makshir. The who, and really, what do you mean swamp water is water? The who may beitzim darash lahu. He really said, egg, liquid eggs is not makshir. And that's what you could use. They were using maybe it's soyim, and they thought, "Hey, it's not makshir yet. I can have to tie my hands." The inu saver, maybe it's zonkamer. They made him. He didn't talk properly. Bates and besayim. They misunderstood him. So that's why, as we'll see, that's why you got to get smicha, because the rav giving you smicha has to make sure that you talk clearly, to make sure that you know that you say things that people understand. The tonai behind. They also made a mistake because you might have said that they would have known the halacha from elsewhere. No, they didn't, because the following. Me karmionu be piga. They thought me karmion and me piga. Me karmion are also waters from rivers, are pasul to use for para aduma. You can't mix the ashes of the para aduma with this type of water. Mibnei shehein mei bitsaim, because they're mei bitsaim. So what are they? How did they understand that halacha? Oh, it's not cold water. It's not cold water. Swab water is not cold water. The inu savar midi l'gabe chadas psili, since it can't be used for para aduma, achshuri naim lo machshuri. It must not be water, and therefore it's not machshuri l'kabel tuma. But they made a big mistake. Viloi, no. Hasam linyin chatos bin mayim chayim. By para duma, you know what kind of water you need? You need running mayim chayim. Plenty of waters cannot be used. If you have a pond, that's not mayim chayim. If you have a mikvah, that's not mayim chayim. Right? You need a spring, a natural spring. Hachach shure kol du machshure. But here it's water. So therefore, they made that mistake. So because of that, Tana, Ba'osa Shana, Ba'osa Shana Gazru, Talmud, Al Yora, Elim, Kein Nota Rishus, Mei, Rabo. So therefore, a Talmud cannot paskin unless he took Rishus from his Rebbe. Period. There is a beautiful lumdus about why you need Hechshel Kabbal Tumah. I think I mentioned it, the machlokes between the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch. So Ramban says, Pashup Shat, you have food in front of you, but its spiritual pores are not open until it gets wet. Somehow these liquids open up the spiritual pores in the item, and Tuma can now get in. That's the Ramban in Shmini, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasik Lamed Zayin. Lich Luch Asher, Va'asta HaTorah HaRchaka Yaseir L'tami HaMachsharim. Can't find the line right now, but that's what he says. It's the spiritual pores have to be open. But if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, he says something deeper. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach, the Sefer HaChinuch says, you know why? It's not called a food until it becomes wet. When we pick a cucumber, what do we usually do? We wash it off before we eat it. When we pick an apple, you always wash off your food before you eat it. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, it doesn't have a full shem ochel until it becomes wet. So it's not that it's an ochel, but it still cannot become tami. It's not an ochel yet until it becomes wet. Okay, good. Sefer HaChinuch versus the Ramban. Weiter. Nafgamina. I don't know what the nafgamina would be. I'm going to have to think about it. Tanchum, Breder Rabbi Ami, Itkal Chatar. Tanchum visited Chatar. Darsh Lui, Darshan for them. Mutter Lotos Chita be Pesach. You're allowed to moisten wheat on Pesach and grind it up. You're allowed to soak it in water and then grind it up. You don't have to be worried about chametz. Amru lo, lav Rabbi Mani demin suri gahacha. One second. Isn't your Rebbe in this neighborhood? What are you busy giving psakim for? Isn't your Rebbe in this neighborhood? V'tanya, and we learned Tamad al Yorah halacha makam rabo elam kina yirachem mendo shalosh parsos. You can't paskin in the place of your Rebbe unless you're three parsos distant from him. Kinegan machane Yisrael. Right? Isn't that true? So amar lahu lavadatoy. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't realize that my Rebbe's here. Before we talk about that, let's do another couple of lines. Rebbe Chia, Chazi alu gavra. There's a story here. Rashi says, see Rebbe Chia, lowest parish one, my boy is hacha. Rashi says, I have no idea what the story is doing here. It's not clear, but I have a suggestion. Okay, but let's now see the story. Rebbe Chia, Chazi alu gavra, tavi koi bebe sakfaris. There was a mate, Rebbe Chia was walking and he saw a person in a cemetery. Omerle, lav min ish ploni koinata. Aren't you a Kohen? Aren't you a Kohen? What are you doing in a cemetery? Kohen Kohanim can't be in cemeteries, right? Even if a Kohen is already in a cemetery, he's got to get out as quickly as possible. We don't say, oh, he's Tommy already. I can stay there as long as he wants. No. A Kohen has to get out of a cemetery as quickly as possible. Omerle in. Avua dahu gavra gaba inayim have. Yeah, I am. My father was a Kohen. But he was gaba inayim. He was a very arrogant person. Arrogant in terms of halacha. Nasav ena bigrusha v'chilolo. I'm a chalal. My father was a Kohen. That's what you heard about. But my father married a grusha and had me. So I'm a chalal, so I'm called the Yisrael. Chalal, right, means literally empty space, a vacuum. Chalal, a chalal is a dead body. A chalal is also a chalal, is an empty of Kedushas Kehuna. That's what a chalal, you can marry a chalal. Right? Just does not a Kohen. He's a Yisrael. A Chol is a Yisrael, so that's why he's allowed to be in the cemetery. What is this story doing here? What does it have to do with anything? So Rashi says, the answer is that even if your Rebbe is in town, you're allowed to get the guy out of the cemetery. Because this is la'afrushim e'isura. To get somebody to stop from doing it, isser, it's a chil Hashem, so you could get the guy out of the cemetery, even if your Rebbe is in town. Period. That's what it's doing here. The Meiri adds, that's why, because his Rebbe was in town, he didn't want to give a psak. He said it as derech she'ela. Aren't you a Kohen? Isn't it true that Kahanim can't be in cemeteries? Similar to the halacha that we know in Hilchos Kibud Avaim. Even if I think my father is wrong, I'm not going to say, Dad, you're wrong. Right, I have to say, doesn't it say in the Torah, isn't this the halacha, doesn't Tosfos hold? I have to say it as a derech she'ela, because I can't say it, even if my father is 100% wrong, I can't say it like that. Okay, we'll have to talk tomorrow more about the halacha of paskening in the place of your Rebbe. Right, there's a lot to talk about that. Is that just in terms of Bizayin, or is there something deeper? We know there are some sources that say a Rebbe cannot even be mochel. So we'll have to come and see more of that tomorrow. And talk about tomorrow is about Pshara and Chalipin and Mechila. Also, gives on tomorrow's daf.